Folks, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Get a load of that. Take it in.
Dude, okay, I want to address a couple elephants in the room that aren't us.
All right.
Number one, I've seen people saying, why don't you guys have mic stands? I like holding them.
What do you care?
I like holding them.
Yeah, okay.
The only mic stand I want is a girlfriend who's going to come in here and hold it for me while I'm filming. And if that doesn't exist yet, then...
Oh, that's a mask stand.
Stupid.
Different.
Different.
Also, y'all, we literally... First of all, no more comments on the set. I don't care. And hey, make peace with it. It's going to look like this for a minute.
I've had enough... That's enough.
Okay. Knock it off. That's one. Two.
This is your only warning.
Also, we got rid of the mic stands because we just felt like you could hear us a lot better. Because when we look and talk to each other, mm-hmm. especially if we were telling a long story, which we do all the fucking time.
And the mic's like right here, but I'm looking at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like the sound. And then y'all, like we care more about the sound. Like y'all being able to hear
then,
the sound
you know
sound
what happens?
Clearly.
Then you guys are like, does anyone hear an echo? I'll do something on this set right in front of you that'll change the trajectory of your life.
Of all of our lives. I'll take us all down together. But that's why we got rid of the mic stands, because we want to prioritize the crispiness of the sound. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Anyways, what was the other elephant?
I think that was just us.
Oh, just besides that?
Yeah, just us.
Yeah.
I also will say I don't like that your shoes are on the chair, but that's okay.
This is my chair.
It is your chair. So no shoes on my chair.
If my shoes are going to be on the chair, they're going to be on the chair.
Let me think for zoomies. Okay. What are things I've started watching?
I can take them off.
No, just leave them. It's fine. Also, those shoes are like 800 years old, huh?
No, they're not. I got them. Well,
oh, they look it.
They're like 4 years old.
Shoe reveal.
They're like those little jester, whatever the fuck.
Tell them what YouTuber inspired you to buy those.
Best Dressed.
Yo.
Yeah, Best Dressed, actually. I got them on GOAT like 4 years ago.
So sick.
So sick.
But if Homeboy walks in wearing these, Homeboy can like, he can like get it.
He can get it. I don't think she got bullied enough for that. I'm just kidding.
She's
not.
She's kidding. Literally dating a cowboy who's like a bull rider or something.
Who is?
Bella Hadid. Isn't that who we're talking about?
Yeah, I just didn't know. Okay.
And, she's like living in Tejas, but she looks so cute.
Okay, period. She's living out The Last Ride. You ever watch that show? Or show? That movie?
With Britt Robertson?
Yep.
Robertson? Someone did comment on our last video because we were talking about her. They said if she's in the movie, and I don't have any beef with her, so I'm just repeating what I read. They said, I know it's not going to be good.
It is what it is. I'll second that for you. I'll fall on that sword if you need me to. She's always in like the worst rom-coms ever, and she's in her bag. Like, that's fine. Get it where you live it, bitch.
I'm not gonna be mad about it.
I don't care. I mean, that the longest ride. I think it's The Longest Ride. I don't fucking know, but yeah,
the last song. That's a different Nicholas Sparks movie.
Yeah, The Longest Ride though.
Called that?
Yeah, it's like The Longest Ride or The Last Ride. It's one of those.
Chat
with Clint Eastwood's son,
Scott.
Yeah.
Yep.
The longest ride. Yeah. Chat, go ahead and comment down below bullhorns.
They don't even have those.
Bullhorns.
Or bulls, because he's a bull rider.
Balls.
What?
I'm just saying things that rhyme with what you're saying. I'm sorry.
That didn't rhyme with anything I said.
You guys,
though.
I had two coffees before we started, so tell them why I had the second coffee.
Because I made it and it didn't taste good. No one told you to drink that. You literally offered to drink
that. I know,
that.
Because I knew you wouldn't want to waste it, so...
No, I don't give a fuck.
It's just... If you're listening, this is... That's such an older sister thing to do, is basically what I was saying.
Well, she also, like, chose to do that. I literally told her I would just pour it out or drink it.
I know, so if I'm a little cracky this episode, that's why.
My B. Anyways, I was explaining the plot of that movie to Alex when she was here. Because we were watching cheesy shit, and I was explaining the plot.
Do they
of that.
Both ride the bulls?
No, she's a city girl.
Actually, I think,
and not that kind of city girl.
Like a flued out
she's
city girl.
She's city folk, not city girl. My bad. Wrong terminology.
I wish she was a city girl. That would be a way better movie.
I'm a city girl.
I'd watch that movie.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to be a city girl.
please. Donald Trump, if you can hear me.
All my crushes, if you can hear me, please.
Mask lesbians. In the greater Los Angeles area, if you can hear me.
Please save me from being single. Please, mask lesbians, please. Dude, someone wrote on my video, what's your type? And I said, I'm a victim of the mask shortage. No, like, damn.
Rip.
Got me there.
Uh-oh. No, I was explaining that movie to her because she was like, I don't really want to watch that. So she was like, what is it about? And so she loves when I summarize movies for her because she thinks it's funny when I do it.
Yeah.
But I was telling
her. But she's also like you, where she likes to ruin things.
Yep. True.
Like endings. Like she likes to know what's going to happen.
Totally. Same. Me. But I was telling her, okay, so I watched that movie with our mom, right?
I'm pretty sure I watched it, but I just don't remember it. Like, what happens?
I don't know if you've ever, but me and mommy watched that movie together, and I remember so clearly because there's this part in the movie where, like, they're
spoiler
having...
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, they're having, like, a romantic, like, I don't know, she fucking goes to the farm he lives on, and he's, like, showing her around, and...
Okay. They're on a date. It's fun.
Yeah, they're, like, already, like, dating-ish, okay. And so they're, like, they're going and doing silly shit, and I don't remember exactly how it happens, but there's this part where they're walking
mm-hmm.
and like they're like playfully like shoving each other kind of deal.
Okay.
And he shoves her so fucking hard that she like flies over a bush and lands in like a pond or some shit and she gets all muddy mm-hmm. and she's like, help me out.
And then she pulls him in.
Yeah, but like the way he shoves her, I was like, we're fighting. Like I'm not gonna giggle and be like, ooh. Because then they go and take a shower together, right? Like that's like where it leads. But like,
you know what it makes me think?
The way he
are they in high school?
No, they're in college. Oh, well, okay. She's in college, and he's
in high school.
He's an illiterate cowboy. Just kidding.
True.
That's his arc in the fucking movie.
That he's illiterate.
He's just an idiot.
Oh, like, okay.
He's just like he's not fancy. Or whatever the fuck.
Anyone that is dying to watch this movie, it is available. On HBO Max. It so is. Go ahead and go watch it.
But that part, I remember that part so distinctly because me and mommy laughed so hard we kept rewinding it because she was like, why would he push her like that? And I was like, I don't know. And we just kept rewinding it like because we thought it was so fucking
That's
funny.
So funny.
It was truly, truly god awful.
You guys, and I've said this a million times on the podcast, when people fall down, I have to laugh.
It's just like in Priscilla when they're play fighting with
the
pillows.
Well, that wasn't funny. That was like scary, but like...
But I'm saying, like, it goes from playful to, like, he's like, enough! And he, like, hits her hard as shit. Yeah. I was like, I don't, like, the way she was like, oh, and he's like, oh, man, now you're crying. Now I'm the bad guy, even though he just did something awful.
He's being abusive.
That part, but I'm saying, like, that's how it was. Like, it was just so random. Like,
no,
just, like,
I know. Scenes like that always make me laugh, that are, like,
and it's like, I felt like you could have done another take and he didn't have to push her that hard.
Yeah.
Like, or like she could have just like, I don't know. I feel like there's a million ways you could have fell in the mud mm-hmm. that didn't have to do with him two hands shoving you into it.
No, I agree.
And then it's like, what's so silly about that?
Yeah. I'm mad at you now.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to go home because I'm pissed off. Like, you ruined the day. I'm over it. Like, I'm going home.
And if you ever push me ever again, like, I will kill you with my bare hands. I'll run you over with a bowl.
Yeah. No, dude. And literally, like, in the movie, in that movie specifically, like, he just can't stop bull riding. And she's like, he, like, it's dangerous, obviously. And then
why?
Why is it dangerous to bull ride?
No, why can't he stop?
Because that's just... who he is. That's literally
that's just the way illiterate cowboys live their life.
I don't know what illiterate cowboys be doing. That's just their thing. I don't fucking know.
He's it's not their culture.
He's not illiterate.
That's a huge part of his storyline, being illiterate.
What? Dude, there's a part where like he comes to take her on the date and
does he pick her up on a bull?
That would be funny.
They were riding him like Appa.
He's like yip yip yip.
Just around town.
No, he comes to pick her up at like the fucking sorority house she lives in, and he's in like jeans and fucking cowboy boots, okay. And has like a blazer. Like he's just like how I assume southern white guys like that go to church. Yeah. Like that's like what he's wearing, and he has a hat on. And then there's people on the campus being like, like laughing at him, and I'm like, is this like white people oppression?
Yeah, it is.
That's their version of like discrimination.
Yeah, he's like, I show up in my dirty boots and everyone laughs. Like,
I'm just a jeans and boots kind of guy. You can't make me a suit guy. And it's like, what? Okay.
Dude, speaking of movies that are based in the South, have you watched Fried Green Tomatoes? Like, I've watched parts of it. I've never watched the whole thing.
No, I've never watched
it. But my parents were watching it at my house yesterday while my mom was getting tattooed. And I, you know how they make, like, even holes, like, you know how they make them look so sweaty?
Oh, like in the South?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just looks like it stinks. Like, that's all I can think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, stinky.
Like, I can't remember if it was us or someone who told me this or I saw it in a video. But someone was saying, like, whenever I watch movies that are based during times of, like, Les Miserables or around the Industrial Revolution, I just think, like, God, everyone probably smelled so bad. That's what I think when I watch movies like that in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Old movies, not now, movies from now, but I'm just saying, like, when they're showing them, like, living down there, I'm like, God.
Stinky.
Uh-oh. Stinky. Do you guys remember that audio from TikTok? I feel like I made it up. Uh-oh.
I just love when there's, like, two white people and they're like, we're from two different worlds. And I'm like,
two different sides of the truck. Also, Fried Green Tomatoes, make them lesbians and I'll watch it again.
Sorry. Yeah. But I'm like, one of them, it's like, you just, like, work on a farm. Like, I don't know how that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I feel that.
I mean, I don't want to talk down on your culture, so I don't know what y'all be doing to each other. I don't know about that, the inner workings of that, but I do find that to be odd when they're like, you just don't get it. You don't get where I'm from. And I'm all, you live on a 25-acre farm. If anything, your family has way more money than hers. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You know how expensive that shit is?
I know.
Plus, you have a full barn, all those fucking animals, and you take care of all of them. You have a lot of money, bitch. Like, what are we talking about? The city folk shit? Like, I don't, not my culture. I just don't get
it. So we don't get it. Yeah.
But I did explain the plot of that movie to her because it is, like, insane. Like,
and did it entice her a little bit to want to watch it?
Yeah, she was like, well, when I told her about the After series, those movies, she was like, I'm definitely going to have to watch those.
Oh, my God, speaking of that, we have so much to catch you guys up
on. Yeah, we do.
Wait, so let's talk about things we've watched recently. So I just started The Gentlemen. It's a new series on Netflix with Theo James.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely would smash. it's really interesting. I really liked it. I've only watched like two episodes, I think. I watched it with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else have I watched recently? Oh, my God, you guys. I went to the premiere of Love Lies Bleeding. The lesbian movie. It's so good. It's very lesbian. And not just in the steamy scenes, but there's a lot of things that they do. I'm like, oh, they're lesbians. That's why they're acting like that.
Yes.
Yes. But I really enjoyed it. It was really cool. I took my mom as my date and it was really fun.
Period.
And there were so many like Drew just, speaking of gay people, Drew just had Muna on her show.
Oh yeah. Wait, before you get into that.
Okay.
When I did post about Muna, so many of y'all freaked the fuck out, which I figured.
Yeah.
And I'm glad y'all are excited because they were fucking
awesome.
They're so
cool.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're so funny and so sweet. Like, truly, like, the coolest people alive.
It was a really cutie episode. I'm excited
about it. Yeah, and it was funny, too. But they...
All right, friends, we're going to take a quick little break. And this is with our friends at Rocket Money. Have you ever found any subscriptions you forgot about or any that you paid for twice and didn't realize it? Literally me every month. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So something that I do is I'll sign up for apps to use them to see if I like them. And then I always forget about the 30-day free trial. And then I'll be like, I'll set an alarm. And I never do. And then they'll charge me the next month. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll cancel it. And then I never do. And then I've been paying for a subscription for something I haven't used in a year. But that hasn't been happening to me now because I've been working with Rocket Money. So stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/2idiotgirls. That's rocketmoney.com/2idiotgirls. rocketmoney.com/2idiotgirls. Now back to the episode.
When I posted that picture, I had lots of people being like, shut the fuck up. Like, literally someone was like, hey, this actually scares me. Don't ever put this out because they don't want to, like, they're too afraid. Like, they can't believe it. And a lot of people asked me, like, was Dayson there? How was Dayson? is she doing okay?
People DM me and ask me.
A lot of
people. I just saw this.
Yeah, a lot
of people. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't have any thoughts about it. They were really nice. One of my best friends works on Drew's show. Carrie. We talk about Carrie all the time.
Yeah.
Carrie told me, I can't believe we're wearing matching outfits the day Moon is coming. On accident, we were both wearing jeans and a black crop top. I'm like, how funny. And then Drew's producer, Amanda, who's also one of my friends.
Yep.
She was also wearing black.
And she's also a lesbian.
Also a lesbian. So mm-hmm. I was like, why are we all dressed the same? It was awful.
Like, literally the exact same outfit. Like, all three of them had the exact same outfit.
Just, like,
on.
Three queers, and we're meeting our favorite queer band, and we're all dressed the same. How embarrassing.
I wouldn't have had it any other way. Yeah, that was really fun.
But yeah,
that was a good time.
But they were talking about being gay famous, and so I was gonna say, at the premiere there were so many gay famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to explain to my mom who people were, I was like, just I'll tell you in the car, it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
like, I'm sure there were more, I just didn't see everyone. Like, I saw Barb from Stranger Things. I know she's queer. I saw Ruby Cruz from Bottoms in line for the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of gay internet people,
period.
And then one of our good friends, Megan, was there. Jay Stoobs. And she also liked the movie. That's when you know it's a good movie.
For real.
She has great takes.
Her word is law to me, personally.
But it was really good. I really liked it. It was really funny. And I felt entertained the whole time. There were parts where everyone was laughing, and I was like, am I supposed to be laughing? I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be serious. But it was funny. I liked it a lot.
Period.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep. Everyone's talking about Kristen Stewart. Not enough of you are talking about Katie O'Brien. And I just would like that to be noted.
I feel like even from the clips that I saw from the trailer and everything, I feel like they have really great chemistry.
They do.
They have really great
and
chemistry.
And if you look at Katie O'Brien, you should DM me. That's all I'll say about that. Okay, what else did you watch this weekend? Oh, yeah, tell them. Drew watched two movies yesterday.
I did. I watched Iron Claw, finally. Stunning, beautiful, amazing.
I wish,
never been done before.
I wish they had put it in festivals.
I wish they did too.
Zac Efron for sure deserves
they
an award of sorts.
Were fantastic. Like, that movie was so good. And honestly, y'all, like, I don't know. I don't think this is controversial. I don't think it is. But, like, I think Zac Efron is a very talented actor.
In everything he's in.
I know he's been in cheesy shit, but, like, even in those, he's good. Like, I'm like...
Yeah, like, I've never watched that awkward moment, but on Roku City, they had it as an ad, and I was like, maybe I'll watch that.
Oh, yeah. I actually have watched that movie.
With Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, I actually have watched it. That one's good. He's good in that movie.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I actually have watched that one. And, you know, like, he was just unbelievable in that movie. Like, mm-hmm. So good. The whole movie is wonderful. Y'all already know we love WWE. As a Samoan family. So, like, that movie was fantastic. Loved it. Then I watched Next Goal Wins. Finally.
The 2023 version. So
yeah, the 2023
version. If you guys don't know, it's based off a documentary that came out in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot recommend the documentary enough. I think I've talked about it on here before. It's so good. I also have seen the 2023 version. It wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of y'all have asked me what I thought about it. I finally watched it. Y'all know I watch things, like, 2 years after they come out. Once everybody stops giving a shit, that's when I watch it.
My turn.
That's just like, now I'm gonna give a shit. Yeah. But I watched it. Me and Billy did. I didn't like it, if I'm being honest, for a lot of reasons. And I feel like if y'all watched the movie, if you did watch it, I'd like to know y'all's thoughts. Specifically, if you're a Polynesian, mm-hmm. I would love to know someone specifically. Please tell me if you watched it and if you liked it. I didn't really fuck with it at all for a lot of reasons. I feel like, but what I will say is that the representation in the movie, just from a physical standpoint, like a literal standpoint,
was really cool.
Was amazing. And I think there were a lot of really beautiful cultural moments in there that we never get to see. So I will say the best parts of that movie, I don't think were planned or written. I think the best parts of the movie were ones that are embedded in our culture. And so they're just natural to us. And those were the best parts of the movie because you get to see, you know, us on the mm-hmm. screen. But I will say it is kind of disappointing considering what a large scale representation that is for us. And it wasn't very great. If y'all do want to watch a movie that has a Samoan cast and is, like, very Samoan and very, like, privy to our culture, you should watch Sione's Wedding. That's a great one.
What's the, is it Johnny Lingo?
Yeah, Johnny Lingo.
If you're someone, you know the movie, but
Johnny Lingo is such a church movie too. Like, yeah, we watched that in church a lot growing up.
I remember the first time watching it at Uncle Tootsie's house, and then everyone kept calling Grace Mahana, and it was really funny.
Which is meant to be an insult, so that's cousins being mean to each other. But yeah, I watched it, didn't love it. Not a big fan, but I did love seeing so many Samoan people.
That was really cool.
I loved seeing that.
Seeing that, watching them speak Samoan was really cool.
On screen. When watching them wear, like, ialawalawas, like, you know, like, living in Samoa. Although I will say I'm curious to know if they actually filmed it in Samoa.
I asked Daddy. He goes, I don't know that they did.
I don't think they... I think they filmed it in Hawaii, if I'm being honest. And I told Billy, I was like, the part where they fly to the game and they're in the airport, I'm all, that airport is seared into my frontal lobe. I know for a fact that's the Honolulu International Airport.
Oh, really?
I can tell it is. And like, I was like, he goes, oh, have you been to, you never been to Samoa, have you? And I was like, no, that's in Honolulu. Like,
that's,
I know for a fact.
That's the Daniel Okoye.
Keinoi. Daniel Keinoi International Airport in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's the Honolulu airport. Like, I can tell.
Dude, the part where they land, he goes, sorry, I'm like jet lagged. And she goes,
it's only 30 minutes. There were so many moments like that that I felt were so Samoan in their humor. Mm-hmm. Like, because Samoans are silly. Like, we're so silly and we find silly shit funny. And, like, I feel like a lot of those were not as planned. Like, the parts that were written to be funny were not funny. But the parts that felt more natural and organic were funny.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but I did love the representation standpoint as far as, like, when they sang the church hymns, like... Those are seared into my memory too. I know all the words to those also. When they did a Samoan war chant, like, I know that chant too. Like, that stuff was beautiful and I loved it so much, and that stuff I was happy with. But as far as, like, everything else, not a big fan. But, you know, bummer. What are we gonna do? Like, that's a bummer for us. Yeah. But yeah, maybe on the next one. Maybe we'll catch them on the
maybe
next.
We'll catch you on the next.
Maybe one. In 10 more years we'll get a better one.
Okay. So. And then last weekend, one of our besties, Brittany, she came. We hung out with her, and we had a girls' day, and we watched. Did we watch three movies?
Yeah, we watched
Beautiful Disaster with Dylan Sprouse.
Hasn't chat? Comment down below. Chat, have y'all seen it?
I don't know if it's from the same studio that did it. Is right,
it
the,
is
that, like, did the after movies.
Yep,
we watched
Wattpad Studios. There is Wattpad Studios.
I know. But it was, what would you give it out of 10? I'd give it
a
strong
fucking two.
Two, yeah. I was like, one or two.
A two.
The part where
the giggles, a five.
Yeah,
like, but also, like, we're watching it and we're funny, so maybe that is what gave it points.
When they're, like, kissing in the shower and she turns him around, I'm like,
she's kissing his neck. I'm like, okay.
Wait, okay, so we watched that, and then we watched the first episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty, because we're trying to recruit Brittany.
We are. And don't worry,
we're getting her. And then what else did we
watch? We watched the first
episode.
Oh,
I remember what we watched.
Okay. We watched the first episode of season one of The Summer I Turned Pretty, just to, like, wet her whistle a little bit, see if she's into it. And when she saw Conrad,
the first one, need him.
Yeah, she's like, okay, need him. What's going on there?
When we finish, she goes, what's the name of the show?
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to have to watch that
we
on
need
my
to text
own.
Her. Please make sure you watch it, because it's so good.
For real.
Okay, we watched that. Then we watched Anyone But You.
We sure did.
Guys, I love a cheesy movie. We just talked about The Longest Ride for fucking 100 years right now.
Yep.
We've watched, what are other cheesy movies we like to watch that are better than Anyone?
I can't even think of one.
We talk about watching the after movies. We talked about Beautiful Disaster. Like,
yeah.
I've watched hundreds of movies like that.
Yeah, me too. Same.
Anyone But You was so bad. I didn't understand what people, because I don't mind cheesy movies. I'll watch
either.
A cheesy movie.
I love a good rom-com.
I love a good rom-com. It doesn't need to, everything doesn't need to be Iron Claw. I could watch a cheesy movie. I don't give
me
a
too.
Fuck. I love a good, here's a good cheesy movie. To All the Boys I Loved Before. I'm like, that one's cute.
Very
I'll watch
cute,
it.
Yeah.
I don't watch it expecting.
The Kissing Booth.
Yes.
Right.
One, well, two, and three.
We watched one, two, and three. Of course we did. And we loved them.
Yeah.
And we told y'all that because we were laughing about how Jacob Elordi was talking shit on them. And
oh,
I'm like,
why? They're amazing.
Never forget where you came from, friend. First of all,
your roots.
Yeah.
So that, I didn't think Anyone But You was going to be amazing, but I kept hearing everyone say it was good. Then we
watched
it.
It was actually shockingly good.
Yeah. It was not. It was
Let's just take the romance part out of it.
Yeah.
the storyline
made no sense to
me. Is insane. Like, the way that they have 50 threads and you're supposed to follow all, like, it's so random. Like,
yeah.
The right, it felt like they picked, like, plot lines out of a fishbowl and mm-hmm. just put them all in there.
Okay, today, guys, we're going to be doing, they're going on a hike and they finger each other's butts.
What the hell is that, by the way?
Why did no one talk about that part?
Also, you know what's funny is, like, when we were joking about the movie and we were saying, like, we're going to see some tits, right? I was under the impression, the way that people were talking about it, that there was a lot of sex in the movie, which there wasn't at all, which is fine. It's not a big deal. But, like,
you were really looking forward to that, though.
I was like, God. Don't you hate when you just get tricked?
When they promise you tits, but no fucking tits?
But you get
tits?
Half a tit? You get side boob? Also, you don't really see her tits, so that made even less sense. But that's besides the point. That's, like, towards the end.
Yeah.
But, like, everything else that, why is no one talking about every other part of the movie? Like, that is the least concerning part. Also, I don't know, like, maybe I just don't know dick, but, like, they have no chemistry.
I didn't see it.
Like, they look like this is honestly what they look like, coworkers,
like
colleagues.
And then,
like,
I'm supposed to believe that they don't have a huge age gap.
Yeah,
like, she looks significantly younger than her too.
So much older
and
than
it's
her.
I think,
like,
it's almost 10 years. I think they're 9 years apart.
Yeah, we looked it up because we were like, he looks like her older brother,
and then
that's
he kept
weird.
Saying he was like 29, and I go,
10 years ago
you're 29, and then am I 19?
29 in 2009, maybe, is that what you meant? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, you know what's a cheesy romantic comedy that I didn't really mind was it No Hard Feelings, the Jennifer Lawrence one?
Yeah.
That one was okay. I didn't mind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see, that one was better than anyone but
one.
You.
Yeah.
Like, that one was random too, but in the way that I expected. I was like, okay, yeah, like, that's... And some parts I was like, what the fuck? But it was like, it was funny. Like, because she's a great actress, mm-hmm. so that's... I think she carried it, honestly, because she's such a good actress.
But I just... the writing was better, and not by much, you know what I mean? But Anyone But You, I can't recommend that movie to
Dude,
anyone.
Like, and I'm telling you, like,
and then I remember at one point we paused it and I go, dude, there's still an hour left.
2 hours, bro. And also, just, like, I'm sick of y'all lying to me.
I know.
Like, I'm sick of being duped and swindled. All right. And by that I mean everyone, like, I saw very polarizing reviews about it, which I already said. I'm like, some people were like, honestly, it was really cute. And then some people were like, that's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. That is not the worst movie I've ever seen, but
it's
one
up
of
there.
Them.
It's up there.
It's
yeah.
one of them. And it was the worst movie I've seen this year. I'll say that. Like, and that's me. I like, no tea, no shade, bitch. Like, no biases whatsoever. I don't give a fuck about anyone in the movie. Like, mm-hmm. I have no biases towards anybody. No. It just genuinely overall was a horrible movie. That being said, if you watch it with your friends, it's a great time. We had a blast watching it because we were like, what the fuck? Like, this is a part that we kept rewinding that was not when they were finger when they were not finger popping each other's assholes.
That's what Dixon kept saying.
That part. Okay, first of all, also, why is there so many fingers in the butts? Like,
whole movie.
That's like a running. I'm not kidding. Like, and I mean her finger in his butt. And she has those little almond nails. So you know that nail stinks.
All right, friends, we're going to take one last quick little break. And this is with our friends at Lumi. If you ask me, nothing stinks more than when you're really excited to make coffee at your house and then you open the fridge and you forgot that you ran out of creamer the day before, but you were like, oh, I'll remember when I get off work to go buy more creamer so I can have coffee tomorrow, but you didn't remember because you were tired when you got off work and then you went home. Except maybe body odor. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was the patient's concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years, and our game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. We have a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code 2IDIOTGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. So I personally, every time we talk about Lumi, you already know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the little mini body wash, which I'm obsessed with, and the face wipes, the little body wipes. They don't dry out my face either. So when I go to the gym and I'm going to lunch with my mom after, I can use one of those really fast on my face and my pits. in my neck. My neck gets so sweaty and I don't feel stinky or sticky or like gross. It's like the perfect like in-betweener little thing. So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes. You can't go wrong with either one. And free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code 2idiotgirls at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code 2idiotgirls. Now back to the episode.
Okay. Let's all just be serious for once. Okay. She has those little, a little chrome Hailey Bieber almond nail and she's sticking it up his ass and
the whole movie.
Like, why is that? And I'm talking.
Dude, and in that scene, this is obviously a spoiler, but in that scene when he has his finger on his hand on her butt, I'm like, and then she's like, okay, my turn. And she sticks her hand in his shorts. Don't understand how they got there. We literally were joking. I'm like, she just sticks her finger up his butt.
Yeah. And we were laughing. We were like making jokes the whole movie, obviously, but we were like, she just checks his prostate really quick while she's in there. And then he literally goes, oh, you put a finger up there. And then we were like, what? What the fuck?
And then he does it to her.
And then the worst part is that it's supposed to be quirky. Like, it's not supposed to be sexual. It's
I just don't know that I need to see. Maybe, like, that's what straight people think they need to do. Like, for me to believe they're together, they have to finger each other's butts in front of me. That was the whole point of that, was for people to believe they were together. So they're like, oh, if we put our fingers up each other's butts, they'll for sure buy it. What the hell is that?
I want to know who the fuck was in that writer's room. Like, when they were putting that scene together, I want to know who's responsible for that.
What did you think the movie was about? I thought it was this, because it's called Anyone But You. So I thought, okay, they're enemies because they, like, whatever, like, fuck each other over or whatever at the beginning, right?
Yeah, and then, I thought it was...
And then she's telling she doesn't want everyone to know that she's not single or that she's single.
Yeah.
So then she brings them as her date to the wedding.
That's what I thought it was, too. I thought it was, like, they had a bad experience.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I didn't think they actually went on a date. I thought that they, like... I don't know, they were into each other, but they were rude and
or ghosting each other or something. Yeah, and then I thought maybe it's like for her ex-boyfriend's wedding and her parents are good friends and he's making fun of her because she's single.
Yeah, and then she's like, no, I do have a date. And then he's the only one she can think of. Like,
or he's near her when this interaction is happening.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be further from that.
No.
I cannot stress this enough. That's not the plot.
That's not the plot.
And in fact, go watch it. And come back and tell me what you thought it was going to be versus what you actually watched. There's this part, though, when they're on the plane. Again, spoiler, but they're on the plane.
To go to Australia.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. And he's in first class. She's in coach. She's sitting in between, like, a middle seat. He comes back to, like, you know, do repartee with her. Like, he comes back and he's like, what you doing? Like, just fucking annoying her.
Funny part. Go ahead.
And then he's trying to do this banter shit with her and, like, get under her skin. And then he goes, am I right? Because there's this old ass man sitting next to her. And then when he's like, am I right? He gets it. That guy goes, what? We rewinded that part. And that's not even where it stops. No. He goes, what? Right? Like that exactly. And then he just goes back to bantering with her. He's like, again, repartee.
And then she's like talking about how he has a small dick or something. He goes,
yeah, and he's
trust
like,
me.
They're like teasing each other. He's like, trust me, it's Nat Smile.
This guy
gets it. Yeah. He goes to the old man again. And then the old man looks at him and he goes, what the fuck? Now that's comedy.
If you watch the movie for any part, it's that part.
Literally, don't even just fast forward to the part where they're in the plane.
It's probably 20 minutes in. Yeah. 25 minutes into in.
That part right there, we were laughing so hard we had to pause it because we were missing everything. And then we rewinded it 3 times to watch it.
What?
What?
He fell, what the fuck? Like a Tim Robinson bit.
I was telling him, I'm like, that felt like they didn't hire extras and they were actually on a plane and that there was actually an old man sitting next to her and he genuinely doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Like, it felt like he's improvising. Yeah. He's like, what? And then he goes, what the fuck? And he says it like that. I don't know why he pronounces it that way.
Oh my God, dude.
I was what the fuck?
What the fuck? Oh my God, dude.
Because that's how I would react if someone was having banter
I'm
next to me.
Sweating, bro.
And I'm like, I'm in a middle seat. God. I'm not trying to listen to y'all finger pop each other's assholes.
That part happened. I'm like, how you want me to take this movie seriously?
I literally told, like, I told them, I was like, there's too many hijinks in this movie. Enough with the hype. You're all in your 30s. Okay, let's knock it off with the hijinks. Like, why are there so many? Why are there so many fucking hijinks going on?
Also, her name being Beatrice. I don't know that I buy that. Wasn't that her name?
Yeah. They're like, well, she's too pretty. You got to give her an ugly name.
Betty.
Yeah.
These aren't ugly names. We're just...
Then, yeah. I'm saying what the writers were probably saying. Because it just... Guys, it's my mom's birthday.
Oh, Come on, God, you guys.
Guys, it's my mom's birthday.
Okay. And then we finished the night off. We watched Mean Girls the Musical.
We sure did. And that was... Anyways...
Here's what I will say. Ali'i Carvalho could never do any wrong in my eyes.
Love her.
Could never do any wrong.
Love her now.
I loved her. I thought she was amazing. That's my sister. Renee Rapp, she carried. She was great.
She honestly did. She did. She was great. I said that in the thing. Yeah. I thought Ali'i and the guy who played
Damien.
Yeah, I thought they were so wonderful. Cute. I thought their dynamic was great. Yeah. I thought they were wonderful. And then I thought Renee Rapp was really so good. Carried. Yeah. Like, and her vocals went absolutely nuts.
I would never expect
she
anything.
Went crazy in the studio when she was recording the vocals for that. Like,
her and Ali'i, which you could tell, like, they've both been on Broadway before. So, like,
totally.
They were just both so... Like, they're singers. Damien, they were both so good.
Yeah, like, they are singers. Yeah. But, like, I genuinely felt like those three carried that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't awesome. Didn't love, but, like, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
And I've also never seen the musical on Broadway, so, like, I think that was fun for people who loved the Broadway.
Yeah, which
version?
That was like the least of my worries. Was the singing?
That's actually. Very
I will
real.
Say this: whoever did the fashion on that movie,
the styling was crazy.
You'll never see the pearly gates. I'll
tell
you that
the
much.
Styling, the styling was very weird.
Yeah.
But I do think that I don't know. Like, I genuinely don't know which one of those movies I liked more
out of all three.
No, just between anyone but you and Mean Girls. Like, I'm trying to, like...
I would probably see Mean Girls.
Yeah, probably Mean Girls, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just how bad that other one was.
But I did not like Mean Girls, the musical.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but I do think they had standout performances in it.
Yeah.
Like, I think... I genuinely think Renee did... She did awesome. Like, she was... Her acting was really great, and obviously her vocals go absolutely fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I think Ali'i and the actor who played Damien, I think they were fucking awesome,
I
too.
I agree.
But yeah, other than that,
the product placement in that movie, like, everyone was just making jokes about it. It was so much worse than
it
I ever
is,
could have imagined.
The product placement was fucking,
like, when she's
insane.
Spraying the deodorant in her armpit and then she's like, want some? And it zooms in, you can see it's secret fucking spray deodorant. I'm like, I thought people were exaggerating.
Damn.
But...
Yeah. The product placement was fucking crazy.
And then when she too. Drops all her makeup and it's her elf lip oil, like,
you know what? Someone had to make the movie. So you guys wanted to make it to the theaters or not? So yeah, but the Anyone But You movie, that's fun to watch with your girls, like with your friends, with your fam.
I wouldn't go on a date with it so you could listen to your boyfriend say, oh, we're gonna see some tits.
No, and then if I heard that shit and then sat through the whole movie,
I'm mad.
I'm angry.
I'm immediately mad.
I'm so angry. But yeah, it was fucking insane. We literally had to pause it because we were laughing so hard when they were fingering each other's butts. And me, Brittany, and Dason, like, we were laughing so hard we started crying.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally, like, tears streaming down my face.
I felt bad for Alex because I was like, because we're talking throughout the whole movie. I'm like, poor Alex probably just wants to watch the movie.
No, she told me she was she makes me laugh because recently she was like, I'm going through a real iPad baby phase. And I was like, what does that mean? She goes, every time I watch something, I have to play a game on my phone. So she
so
didn't
real.
Give a shit. So, but I will say, speaking of, not to circle back to Jay Stoobs, who we love and adore, but she made a TikTok about how awful Anyone But You was because it was. And she was saying how people are like, oh, rom-coms are so back, right? Mm. Which she goes, I would love for rom-coms to come back. Let me show y'all some other ones that are fucking awesome.
That actually show that.
That yeah. actually are awesome. And we literally watched a lot of her recommendations, like, before we saw Anyone But You. But one of them was Plus One with
Maya from Pen 15 and then Jack Quaid.
Yeah. That movie is so good. That movie is so fucking good. It's so cute. Like the their dynamic, they have such great chemistry too. Like, oh my God, I love them. I loved it. I was rooting for them. Like, they were fucking awesome. And then we watched Sleeping with Other People, which I have actually seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about this last week.
Oh yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. And so like we watched those ones. Those are great. Like, those are fucking kick ass. But the Anyone But You one. Oh. It's funny, but I don't think it was meant to be.
But not in the way they meant it. Not
intentionally. It wasn't intentionally meant to be that funny, but like like we had a good time watching it, but that's just because we were in good company.
Yeah. So. Oh, the part I was laughing at, this is another spoiler about on the plane. So like, she gets up to go to the bathroom. When she comes back, she steals his warm cookie.
Yeah.
And then she's stuck in his chair. And then her butt's in his face, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what if she just farted and left?
What if she put, that's why I said, what if she put her feet on his shoulders and then like pulled his butt into her, his face into her ass? Remember that prank? People would be like, I want to show you a trick. And how is
that a prank?
It's literally assault. Like, fucking got you. You put your nose up my ass. It's
literally assault.
Fucking got your ass. Like, you literally record yourself doing it to like your best friend or something.
I guess.
What if she did that on the fucking plane? Holy shit, that would have been so funny.
Okay. Anyways, speaking of movies, our topic for this week, we're doing a part two of Hot Takes for movies and TV shows.
Woohoo!
You guys really enjoyed the last one, and we gave you a bunch of hot takes right now, so what a great way to kick off this episode.
Yeah.
Okay, this first one's from Haley. She said, Twilight has bomb-ass casting, and they just wrote the cringiest movies possible.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that, I think, but the only part I would amend is the native people. I don't think they did as good of a job as they could have with the native casting.
They all were native though, no?
Oh, I mean, not the main one. And that's what I mean. So you could have easily found like someone to play Jacob that was native.
Indigenous, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there are so many wonderful actors that are native. But I think that just speaks to the time. But the rest of the cast was native.
Yeah.
We know that. But like the main guy wasn't.
No, I get it. I forgot about him.
No, but I would agree with that. Honestly, I feel like they are really well cast. I feel like they picked the right people. They picked people that people pictured when they read the books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't think that. But the writing too, like you can't even really talk shit on the writing because they so closely emulate the books.
Yeah.
If you like reread the Twilight books, like even if you just skim through them, that is literally what they did.
Yeah.
So like, They're just phenomenal actors, like Kristen Stewart, obviously, Robert Pattinson, obviously. And like, there's a couple other really big actors in those movies, too. But like, they're just following what they wrote. So like, I think that's more so on the book.
Yeah, I was gonna say the books are cringy, so I wouldn't expect the movie synopsis.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they did such a almost too good of a job. And then when you see it externalized in real life, you're like, that's actually really fucking cringe. It's kind of like, the one thing I'm glad they did is they amended a lot of her outfits from the book, because in the book they were insane.
Doesn't she wear like a tan skirt?
Yeah, I told you. She wears like when she meets the Cullens for the first time, she's like, oh, I got to put on my nice clothes. And she literally puts on a khaki cargo skirt that goes to her ankles and like a collared shirt with it.
Like a button down, right?
Yeah. and then he's like, oh, you look stunning. Okay. The lying phase of dating. Got it. The lying phase.
Okay, this next one's from Logan. He said, people need to grow up and start watching shows with subtitles. I get it. It can be hard at first, but so many shows and movies that I watched and loved had subtitles. I struggle with staying engaged with long-form media sometimes, but something about reading the subtitles keeps me engaged. Okay, so I watch literally everything with subtitles. So when I go to the movies, like Love Lies Bleeding, I'm like, don't know what she said there. Missed it. Don't know what she said.
You know what's so funny is, obviously, like, as a family, we all, like, share streaming services. Like, we all, like, pay for different ones, and then we all just have each other's logins. And I never really used to, I don't mind subtitles at all, but I've never, like, gone out of my way to turn them on unless I genuinely cannot understand them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, normally if they're talking really fast. Or
it's in a different language, yeah.
But even then, they normally have subtitles if they're in a different language. So
which they didn't do in Next Goal Wins, and I wish they did.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't need to see any more of those lines is what I think.
Or just mean when they're speaking in Samoan.
Oh, yeah, that part.
They should be putting the subtitles in English.
Yeah, well, but then it's not funny because then someone has to translate it and that's funny because he doesn't speak English.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, an offensive joke. But anyways, so I know that my family literally turns the subtitles on every single streaming service we have. So now they're always on.
Yes.
But I never used to go out of my way to turn them on. And now I'm just like, I don't even notice them anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that's real, to be honest. I think subtitles don't hurt at all. I think they help out a lot, especially if you're an iPad baby like Alex and us sometimes and you're like not paying attention. Like you said in there, it helps keep you engaged.
Yeah.
I think that's real.
I agree.
I don't mind them.
Okay, this next one's from Sarah. She said, the Lego movie is the single greatest animated film of all time, has everything. The cast is fucking stacked. There's action, mystery, musical perfection. I don't know about that. Romance between Legos. Comedy, lessons learned. The scene where Lord Business makes the good cop, bad cop. Watch as he tortures his parents with the Kraggle. One of the most emotionally charged scenes in all of cinema. The end where the dad and the son reconnect over their love of architecture. Morgan Freeman literally plays a small block man. How did this not win an Oscar?
I will say this. We went and saw the Lego movie in theaters when it came out because our brother really wanted to see it. And it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
That movie is so funny.
I didn't like the second one as much as I liked the first one. I was just so surprised by it. I remember watching it.
Yeah, like the Lego movie. Heck? Like, yeah. We were like blown away by how good it was. Mm-hmm. It was so fucking funny.
I agree.
And I don't know about the greatest animated movie of all time. I don't know about that.
Oh, at all, draft.
I don't know if I could back that up. But I do think that the Lego movie is slept on, I will say that. Yeah. I don't think nearly enough people gave that movie its flowers.
This next one's from Dallas. She said, all Nicolas Cage movies are so bad that it makes them top tier movies. You're wrong.
You're so wrong. You're literally wrong. Go ahead and Google the National Treasure series and get back to me.
That, and then write down The Family Man.
Another classic Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a Christmas movie, but it is. And also, Nicolas Cage is, I feel like, another one of those actors that is just now getting his, like, flowers for being a really talented actor. And I think it's just because his, like, cadence and, like, the way that he's perceived was overriding people paying attention to, like, whether or not he's actually a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, now, like, I know now he's in talks for, like, some of his movies are, like, doing really well. And they're, like, serious movies, or he's playing someone serious or whatever. So I think that's cool that he's, like, getting his kind of
recognition. Yeah, I think so. He's a really good actor.
And he's a great actor, yeah. But National Treasure?
I almost wonder if it's kind of like Kristen Stewart, where everyone was like, she's such a terrible actress. Yeah. So then you watch her now and you're like, no, she was acting like how it was written.
Exactly.
Which means she's a really good actress.
She's too good at her job, apparently, because you all bought it.
This next one's from Sally. She said, the 2010 musical movie Burlesque, starring Christina Aguilera and Cher and Stanley Tucci.
Don't even elaborate, I know.
Is way too underrated. I don't like that movie.
Here's the thing about that movie. It's awful, but the discography goes absolutely fucking apeshit. Like, the music goes cuckoo bananas in that movie. I will say that. Like, the acting is horrible, but you know what? They do be singing in that movie.
Yeah.
They be singing and they be dancing, bitch. And, like, that's all you can really ask for.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we're all being honest with ourselves, the performances are the best part of that movie. Everything else is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, the acting and everything is pretty bad. Also, the cinematography on that movie is very interesting because I rewatched it, I think, like, a year or two ago.
Okay.
And the cinematography is very interesting because it's, like, very glowy. Like, everybody has, like, it's almost like a film on it.
I wonder if they did that because Cher's in it.
I'm curious to know if it was, like, a stylistic choice or if it was, like, related to the movie. Like, I'm so curious. Yeah. I don't know.
Hello? Can you please remind me of just give me a quick little 3-sentence synopsis of that movie.
It's not going to be quick, and you already know that, but I'll tell you this.
Okay.
She's a small-town girl.
Of course.
Dreams of fame and fortune as a performer.
Okay, a singer?
She doesn't really elaborate.
Okay.
And then
she wants to entertain the people.
Yeah, she just wants to be a dancer and a singer.
Okay.
And then she goes to L.A., and then she has, like, fucking $20 to her name. Well, she has money saved, but then the only apartment she can afford, she gets robbed, and they steal all her money for whatever reason. And then she only has, like, literally $20 to her name. and then she wanders into that burlesque club.
This is all happening in Los Angeles?
Yep.
What year?
Like the 2010s is when that movie came out.
It's supposed to be current?
Yeah.
What burlesque bar is she
I thought the same
sauntering
shit.
Into?
So then she goes in there, and then she meets the door guys, actually Floop from Spy Kids.
No, it's not.
It is. It literally is. I'll never forget it because I'm like,
and then
okay,
at the
Floop.
End, she ends up finding out that the bar never existed and she was talking to spirits.
The burlesque was actually the friends we made along the way.
Oh, I didn't know McSteamy's in this movie. Okay.
Yeah, he plays like kind of the bad guy.
I remember we went to the movies to go see this with one of our white friends.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And she was like obsessed. And I was like, this must
literally
be for the white girls. And I
literally
just don't get
obsessed.
It.
And then I went to her birthday party.
And it was burlesque themed, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was a sleepover. And I went and she played that movie on a loop the entire time.
I remember that.
And then she made us all learn the dances. But obviously she was Christina Aguilera and the rest of us had to be background people.
Got it. And you're right. That is Floop.
Yeah, I told you.
Good on you.
Told you. Anyways.
I didn't know Quinn was in here. Quinn Fabre.
Is she?
It says she plays someone named Natalie.
Oh, no way. That's one of the dancers. Anyways, so she goes, she meets Floop.
Oh, my gosh. And Julianne Hough's in this. How can
yeah,
I forget?
Yeah, well, that she's a brunette in that movie. I do remember that.
Okay.
So she, anyways, she goes, she gives Floop her last $20 to go into the burlesque. And then she goes in, and that's when Cher is singing Welcome to Burlesque, which is honestly a kick-ass song. And then all the little hoochie mamas, that's like all the little girls. And by that, I mean, like, they're dressed provocatively. That's the whole point of burlesque. Like, duh. And so then she's like mesmerized watching them.
Okay.
And then she meets Cam Gajande at the bar. And then he basically, like, she says, how do I get up there? And then he was like, oh, well, you got to talk.
And his mom is Cher.
No.
Oh.
No. He's like, oh, you got to talk to someone. Like, he's basically telling her, like, good luck getting on that fucking stage. But she wants to work
there. I ask all the time and they always tell me to fuck off.
He's like, good luck. I've been auditioning 3 times. No, he is wearing a bowler cap, though, which I feel like a bowler cap and a vest with no shirt on, which I feel like is a detail we should talk about more.
That's what I'm saying. What time period is this?
It's literally like current time.
I don't believe you. I'm looking it up.
It is, dude, because you're not even letting me listen. You gotta let me summarize it and then it'll make sense. So then she just starts serving because she wants them to hire her, so she becomes a waitress there,
like serving or serving drinks.
No, she starts serving and then she starts serving.
Maybe so then if you did some serving like that, you would have gotten hired.
Yeah, exactly, on the spot. So then she gets hired as a fucking waitress, and then as she's waitressing, she ends up moving in with that Kim Grande guy.
Okay.
Because he doesn't need a roommate, but he is engaged to a woman that's not there because she's like on a business, whatever the fuck. And so she lives in his living room because obviously her apartment's unsafe or whatever, allegedly. And so then she's just waitressing, blah, 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 blah. And then she begs for the opportunity. Oh, wait. While this is happening, right, Kristen Bell is a brunette in that movie too.
Okay.
And she plays one of the leads.
Yeah,
and
it looks like she's they're like arch nemesis, like they have opposing clubs.
No, she's in that in the same club, but she's like the one of the leads, but she's a big drunk, so she shows up to work late or not at all. And then
that's so like her.
Ugh, typical Kristen Bell. Anyways, she's a fucking drunk, and then she doesn't show up one day. Well, and then as she's waitressing, she ends up auditioning, and well, she tries to audition, and Cher's character is like, she's like the head honcho.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really take her seriously because she doesn't think that she has what it takes. She doesn't have the chops. Kay. And then she was like, she tells her, name any of the songs and I'll fucking do the whole dance to it. Because they lip sync. They don't sing live.
Oh, wow.
And then she's like, you can do any song. She goes, yeah. So then she just puts one on, and then she knows the moves, and she's like, you're in. And then Kristen Bell doesn't show up for work, or she shows up late because she's a drunk. And then she puts Christina Aguilera in her place. And then Kristen Bell is super spiteful. So she goes and she unplugs the fucking mic or the song so she can't sing. And then she sings live. And then everyone's like, the voice of an angel. And then they rebuild the entire show around her. Mind you, while this is happening, the club is in the red. The club is going under.
Okay.
And it is about to be foreclosed on. And she can't pay the bills.
Because of her talent,
so she's like, this is my girl, like this fucking girl is gonna save this club. And then McSteamy, or is it McSteamy?
Yeah.
He is a big creepo that comes
and
into
he's
the-
Cam Gajinde's dad. No, he's he shares dad.
Shares his dad. No, he's a big creepo, and he's like obsessed with Christina Aguilera. Like, he thinks he, like, you know, wants to like cover her type deal.
Okay.
And he's a big rich like CEO or something. Like, he owns a bunch of properties. He makes a lot of money, and he's trying to buy that club from Cher. And she's like, "I'll never sell. I'll never sell." She says that, like, literally that exact line. And then he starts fantasizing about that little girl, and he's like, "You know what? I really like you because you look young, and I'm in my 50s." And so then he takes her to like a big LA house party. That's how I know it's in modern day, because the shit looks like he lives in the hills and shit.
Who's going to burlesque bars at this?
Nobody.
Time?
That's why the club is going under. And so he's trying to buy it because
Cher's like, "I've been here since 1960
Yeah, for real. And he's trying to buy the club because he's gonna bulldoze it and build a fucking high rise. And she's like, "This is my life's work." And then basically what ends up happening is Christina Aguilera ends up finding out, because McSteamy told her that, like, some property owners, you can buy air or the space above buildings so that no one can ever build anything that will block your property.
Okay.
Like, I guess that's something you can actually do. And so what she ends up doing is talking to another guy that buys the airspace, that buys out their, that buys them, well, they pay them all that money, and then the club is saved by her in the end. But throughout the entire thing, there's a lot of dance.
So she has beauty and brains.
Yeah, she's beauty, and she is so much more than a pretty face.
And a voice. She has more than that, too.
And these big, juicy tits.
And that's burlesque.
And that's the story of burlesque. And also there's a scene in there where her and Cam Gajinde, the two of them, like, obviously, like, fall in love.
Yeah. Is this the last thing? I don't want to talk about this movie anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
My point being, they fuck around for however long, and then the fucking fiance just shows up.
And it's Cher.
No, it's McSteamy. Now that's a movie.
Now,
anyways,
movie.
The movie's not good, but the performances are stellar. I will give you that. And I think if you took all the music out of it, you would hate the movie. Is my point. The music carries that movie.
Okay, this next one's from Lauren. These are all opinions that she has about The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Uh-oh.
So you haven't watched it, spoiler alert. People were like, "Spoiler alert." I'm like on one of her opinions, I'm like, we literally told you what the episode is about, you big kook. So
yeah. Also, I don't know what you'd be watching. Come on now.
Okay, so this first opinion, she says, "Belly should not end up with any of the brothers. I feel like there's not enough chemistry with either of the boys for them to be endgame." Did you watch season two? You're wrong.
Out the gate, you couldn't be more wrong. Out the gate, you couldn't be more wrong. Anyways, keep going.
Because she's supposed to be with Jeremiah.
She has chemistry with both of them.
Yeah.
Okay?
But more with
Jeremiah. I hate Conrad.
So
I would consider it a personal favor to me if she ended up with Jeremiah.
Okay. That is a spoiler if you haven't read the books. Okay. The second one is, "Steven and Taylor are arguably the best pairing on the show."
Okay. The way you're 0 for 2, go ahead and take this home.
You're because trying to piss me off,
you know,
Lauren.
What? Go ahead and tattoo this on your forehead. You couldn't be more wrong.
Lauren, when I watch shows or movies about, like we'll talk about Griselda really fast.
Oh,
I
yeah.
could not give a fuck about the cop. Stop. That's how I feel about Breaking Bad. That's how
I said that about the bear. I'm like, hey, I don't give a shit. Get back to the fucking kitchen.
I don't want to see any more storylines about cousin. Stop showing her brother. And you know what? I'll say it. I hate her brother. I hate him. His character's annoying. He's so mean to Belly. And I also hate, I don't like Taylor's character either. I like her more than I like Steven, but I hate her brother. He is so mean to her. And there is no reason for his character to have that big of a part.
All of season one, he was so awful mean. To her. Like, so fucking awful to her.
So mean.
All of season one. Like, literally all of season one. I will say season two, or towards the last, obviously the last episode of season one, they, like, come back together.
Yeah.
But, like, in season two, he was better to her. Like, he wasn't as mean.
Yeah, because he has empathy because he watched her get fucking wrecked at the end of right
well,
before the
not
season
before
starts.
In episode one of season two, he kicks that bitch in the head.
If you ever did that to me at a party in front of our colleagues.
Well, and then had the nerve to get mad at me. Like, you're going to kick me in the head and sit and get mad?
I would be so mad at you.
You're going to kick me in the head and then you're going to talk about the summer? Let's talk about how you just kicked me in the fucking head.
Let's talk about how I think I'm concussed.
Let's talk about how I like might have internal bleeding now. Let's talk about that first, but and then stop, we can talk about
like,
that.
Drew said like she hated the storyline with Cameron and Sky, and I did too. Stop. Don't show the moms. Only show the three main kids.
The Cameron. Like, I don't give a fuck about that character. Like, kill him off. I don't care.
That's how I feel about Steven and I almost said Steven and Alex. Those are the only Stevens I can think of. No, I love that Steven. When I think of Steven and what's her face? Taylor. Stop fucking showing them. I'm mad.
Well, also, like, the episode in season two when they're like on the date and they're only talking about Belly and what the fuck? Hey, cut this scene entirely. I don't give a shit. Go back to the three.
And she's like mad because, or he is mad because he thought it was a date, but they're there with her friends. And then she gets mad at him because he's mad because.
I don't give a shit. And also, care. But I do like Taylor. And I will say, I think Taylor's a real one. Like,
she's the only one that's honest with Belly.
Especially in season two.
Yeah.
And also, she keeps pushing her towards Jeremiah. And that's my fucking girl. That's my fucking that's
right.
girl.
I know that's right.
But also, yeah, the Cameron. I don't give a fuck
when
about
he's talking
that
about
character.
His sister died and she used to be a DJ. I'm all, what are you showing me right
and
now?
He's like, oh, I just don't know if I'm gonna go on that whaling ship. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care. Go and get lost at sea, bitch. I don't care. And
I
tick and
don't
take
care
and go ahead and take Sky with you.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Sky's whatever. Sky's cool, but like, unless they're in a group, I don't want to see them. Okay? I don't want to see them.
I want to see the main three.
They have to be in every scene. Otherwise,
I'm
cut
not
it.
Interested. I'm not interested. Dude. That's right when they break apart to go do the party and she's at Party City with them, right?
Oh, dude. Before,
and then
when they go on the road trip, I'm going to rewatch it.
Yeah.
When it's just the three of them, I was like, make this the whole show.
That's
make this
felt.
The
yeah.
whole fucking show. Yeah. I want to see them the whole time. I don't care.
I agree. Moms, I'm all, enough. One's dead.
If I
spoiler alert, one's dead.
The fact that you're showing me the mom fucking another grown man. Why are you showing me that? I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Unless they're lesbian lovers, I don't want to see it. Get it out of my face. Get it out of my fucking face.
And then, okay, this is her last opinion on the show.
Okay.
She said the whole house being sold issue in the second season could have been avoided if they had just called Belly's mom in the first place.
That is real. And I said that. I said, someone call Laurel because Laurel's, that bitch is going to take care of
like,
it.
Like, sure, it's real, but then I would never have gotten the scene of Jeremiah catching Belly. And like, that was worth it. When you know, because, okay, you guys are like, everyone's saying it's cringy. No, it wasn't. And you're wrong. And did I watch it three times? I did. But when you know, she like runs out to the ocean and she's crying, and then he's like,
yes.
"Belly, wait!" I go, "If that's fucking,
you know what's so funny is I caught because Dayson watched almost all of like she watched all the episodes of season two
as
that
they
were
came
out.
Yeah,
and I was catching up, so I watched those with my brother, my uncle, and Billy, and like I was watching it, and like it's so funny because like they're like, "What is this?" And then. At that episode, he goes, and who's that going to be? Like, the one talking behind her Belly. And I was like, I swear to fucking God. And she turns around and it's fucking Conrad. And I was like, don't you dare,
I was
bitch.
Pissed.
And then when she finally was like, no. I was like, yeah, get your drunk ass back in that house, bitch.
And go kiss that scary blue-eyed little man.
If you don't go mac on that bitch right now, I swear to God.
Like, whenever I was excited to watch her and Conrad kiss, I was like, ew. When I watched her and Jeremiah kiss, I was like, so excited. I would never want to kiss a man ever. Why is a man there? Why would a man be there?
Yo, for real, dude.
But her and Jeremiah, I was like, that, I mean, please.
I for all of you bitches who are like, oh, Team Conrad, first of all, you're wrong. But you're gonna look me in the eyes and you're gonna tell me that you watched that episode when they're on the college campus and Connie's taking his fucking final and those two are fooling around in front of the car. You're gonna watch that scene, you're gonna tell me that she needs to be with Conrad.
When they were talking about how he was grabbing her neck, I was like, enough.
You're gonna look at me and tell me that
don't.
She should be with Conrad. You're wrong.
Don't.
This is what I will say though, when they were driving back And then, and he was like doing that like territorial shit about her. I was like,
it gave me the ick. It gave me the ick.
It was an ick. When they were in the convenience store and he was like, she loves sour candy. Well, and then I'm like, why is Jeremiah like
letting him do that?
Yes, but also like, why does he not know anything about her? Like, I thought you guys were best friends. Like, the fact that Conrad
it's because he released her in the ways that don't matter. Me making excuses.
No,
they don't need to know all that. They don't need to know all that.
It's literally, I told Alex this because it took us a while to convince Alex to watch it and she loved it. But like, I was telling her, I was like, they literally have to write that shit in there. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense for her to pick Conrad. It wouldn't make any sense at all. Because that's her, like, Jeremiah, like, you know, like, prioritizes her, loves her as a friend, loves her as a part, like, a romantic partner, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have to put unlikable shit about him in there. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
And then when they're laying in the fucking room and then How to Disappear is playing. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
The music, I've said it before, the music direction in that goes fucking crazy.
I can't believe you watched the last episode of season two and you're gonna write into this and tell us that fucking Steven and her, whatever her friend's name is, Taylor, they're a better couple? Huh?
If my boyfriend drove me in a volleyball camp and then stayed to watch me, I'd be mad.
Yeah, that's the one L I'll take. I'll give Jeremiah that.
Immediately, I'm mad.
That's a big, fat L on his part, because, like, you're cringy. You're weird.
Did you watch that TikTok I put in my story? It was those Samoan guys, and they were playing rugby, and it's like, when your crush comes to watch you. So he throws the ball to one of the guys, and he misses it. He's like, oh, frick. And then he walks, his suitcases on the sideline, and he just starts walking into the airport. Dude, me. Okay, we're going to end on this one, okay, guys?
Okay.
This one's from Tori. She said, Charlie's Angels is cinematic gold.
Period.
Obviously, the one with Lucy Liu, Cameron Diaz, and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Most of the people I bring this movie up to have either never seen it or think it's mid. How? It's action-packed, has lots of laughs, super quotable. The soundtrack's fire. It is. The soundtrack's
It is. Both of them, because Charlie's Angels, the first one at Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle.
Full Throttle.
Yeah.
I could go on forever. Such a good movie. Also, honorable mention for the second one, Full Throttle, also very good.
Hell yeah.
You guys, we had such an unhealthy... We only had Full Throttle on DVD. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But the two of us were obsessed with it. And now that I'm older and I realize I'm a lesbian for many different reasons, I was obsessed with Drew Barrymore.
And she, movie. You know what? She is gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she absolutely is gay. In those, and period.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like the newest version with Kristen Stewart, which that one was not very good. That version, I think that's why they made Kristen Stewart gay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because obviously she's playing that character.
Mm-hmm.
But Full Throttle, dude. Also, one of the bits we've carried for years from that movie is literally, give us the rings.
Give us the rings.
Because, you know, I, for some reason, thought Justin Theroux was actually Irish. He's not. He's American. And honestly, when I rewatch it, the Irish accent isn't that great. It's really not that great. It's really not that good. And his right-hand man is literally the Irish dude from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, Chigs?
Look, not Chigs. It's the one with the mustache.
Yeah, wasn't that his name?
No, Chigs was a different character.
Okay. Are we sure?
Yeah, I don't think his name was. I don't think that he was Chigs, but he is. He is actually Irish and has an Irish accent.
Yeah,
which I think is hilarious that they had other actual.
No, it was him.
Oh, he did. His character's name was Chigs.
Yeah, he's Scottish. Are you sure he's in that movie?
Yeah, he plays one of the thugs. That's like
Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle.
It's part of his gang when they're the girls like beat the shit out of them and run away.
Everyone, Demi Moore in that movie is also very gorgeous.
Oh yeah, everybody looks so
She's in the second one.
Who is
Demi Moore?
No, I know.
I know, I'm sorry, I thought she was in the first one. No, the first one has Sam Rockwell in it.
Yep.
And I'm so glad I told you, please make sure when you meet him at Argyle that you ask him
if
he knew he was going to change cinematic history. And she said, I already had it on my list, because of course you did, because we're sisters and we think about the exact same things at all times.
Exactly.
But this movie is so funny, dude.
And all three of them are so hot. Like, the bitches are eating them up in those movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And y'all hate to see it. Y'all hate to fucking see it.
That's why I was really
excited.
In
the first one and the second one. Like, y'all hate to fucking see it.
I was really excited to see the new one. And then I watched it during lockdown. It wasn't good. You're right. Chigs from Sons of Anarchy is in this movie. Chris Pontius is in this one too.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot he's in this one.
That's right.
But anyways, yeah.
Dude.
That's a great take.
It's a fantastic take.
In fact, I'm going to Google, how can I Google show me this man's balls? And also, I'm looking up Katie O'Brien. Also, how can I watch this movie?
I know, on streaming.
Yeah. It's only $4 on Apple TV. I'm buying it.
Period. That
I'm great. Adding it to the collection.
They're great movies. Do they have some things that are like, that's weird? Yeah, they do. Also, in Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, Pink the singer is in there. And standing next to her is a Samoan guy. Did you guys know that?
Yep. That's my cousin.
That literally looks, that's cousin for real. And he looks, this is not a joke, identical to my dad's brother. Like identical to the point where I asked him, were you in this movie? Like, I'm not kidding. That's like, no. They literally
Hold
look identical.
On a second.
Wait a second. He's moonlighting as a background character. He has a full-time job.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, when I was 12.
You're all like, I'm in the fourth grade. I don't know anything. I'm sorry.
I was like, sorry.
Please forgive me.
Sorry, my bad.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, great fucking movie. And I felt like the girls, like, they had such great chemistry,
oh,
too.
Oh, look, you can buy all three. I'm literally on Apple TV trying to buy the movie so I can watch them when I get home and be gay by myself. You could buy all three of them, the newest one and the other two, for only $15. Purchase. You guys, I'm not joking about Katie O'Brien. That's the last thing I'll say about that. Everyone was talking about Kristen Stewart. She's always hot and sexy, but no one is talking about Katie O'Brien nearly enough. When I talk about a muscle mommy, that's what I'm talking about.
Let him fucking know.
If you look like Katie O'Brien, slide into my DMs. Applications are open now. I know, that's right. Okay, so that's going to do it for this week's episode. Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
We do on our Patreon, we have a mukbang that went up. Mukbang? Mukbang.
I don't know. I don't want to mispronounce.
We have a video of sorts where we're eating foods from the IE.
Yes.
It's really cute and really funny. It's silly. We're so silly. But anyways, if you want to go to our Patreon, you should. A lot of funny, silly times on there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of bonus content on there too that we don't post on our personal social medias or on here at all. So
yes,
it's well worth it, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we'll have a guest in the next not the next one, but maybe the one after that. I'm not sure, but there will be a guest coming on for March. But then if you love this episode, you can stream other episodes ever. You can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye
bye.